Hello and welcome to another episode of Walking with Anxiety with me, Stephen Dawes. Thank you for joining me as always. Today is one of my slightly slower weeks in terms of podcasts. We're going to be switching to two episodes a week on a Tuesday and on a Thursday. To be honest, I thought that it would actually make things easier for me because I thought that I was doing one every day, which was fine. You know, I enjoyed doing it, but it was a lot of pressure on me to do one every day and to think of things to talk about every day, although there are quite a few things going on in the mental health world. And that was part of the reason why I decided to cut down to 2 days a week. And the other reason was because I just wanted to have a step back. And there was a lot going on in my life at the moment, a lot going on in everybody else's lives in the house. So I thought that by taking a step back, I can help to be more productive and more creative, and also give better content, better recordings, and also just do better in terms of the podcast. Now, although I have to say, doing these two shows for a week has been good for me. I've actually missed doing podcasting. I really have. It's really bizarre. I've always enjoyed doing it. It's not something I've ever had to struggle to do. You know, I haven't forced myself to do podcasts before. But I found that now I'm not doing it every day, I do actually miss it. The problem is, I don't have time to do it, and that's the issue. So I'm actually here at the weekend recording an episode for the week because A, I've got a bit of spare time, and B, because I was really starting to miss it. So I wanted to get in here and do a recording, which is great. That's what you want. And for any budding podcasters out there, is one of the first things you want to think about is something that you're really going to enjoy talking about, something that you really want to do. You're desperate to get in and record an episode because that is the first step to being a productive, long-running podcast. And I did talk about, in a couple of episodes ago, about doing other things apart from speaking solely about mental health. One of the episodes, I think the episode that's going to be going out on Tuesday, was one involving a mobile game app that I've been playing a lot at the moment, and still am playing quite a lot of at the moment. And that was a great game, and that's something a little bit different. It's linked to mental health in my particular circumstances, and could also help other people, so it has got a link in there as well. And also coming up is going to be an episode about the Pink Panther movies, because that's something that lightens my mood and makes me feel better about myself. And again, so there's a link there to mental health, but it's also about the movies themselves and how great they are, and my own personal love of them, basically. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about something that was in the news. It's on the CNN website, so I'm going to be leaving a link to the article on there so that you can read it. But the gist of the article was that they believe that they have found a link between eating more fruit and vegetables and an increase in your mood and a lessening of the effects of mental health in terms of negative things like mood, depression, anxiety and things like that. They have found that people who do have mental health issues, their situation improves. They feel better when they eat more fruit and vegetables. Now, I'm not one of these people that is against eating fruit and vegetables or anything like that. You know, my fruit and vegetable diet is quite limited. I will freely admit that. But I don't have any problem with them saying you should eat more fruit and vegetables. Of course you should. They are good for you. Absolutely fantastic for you. And I'm not saying that you should be negative in terms of people who don't like to eat fruit and vegetables or prefer to have other types of food. I think that what we need to do is, instead of coming out with all these different studies, is just try to say to people, look, if you want to eat fruit and vegetables, that's great. Fruit and vegetables are really good for you. But what we need to do, certainly in this country, is to make them cheaper. And I know that, you know, there are lots going to be farmers out there who are going to be like, hey, hang on, we're already making a loss here on our fruit and veg. Of course you are. I understand that. But we need to make fruit and vegetable more affordable for those people who perhaps can't afford it, or for those people who maybe see something that's not quite so much fruit and vegetable and more maybe junk food, and go for that because it's cheaper or it's on offer. And that's, I think, is one of the things that they need to be looking at. And, you know, I mean, some of the supermarkets here in the UK, they offer free fruit and veg, or it's free fruit, I should say, in the store for your kids to take while you're walking around. My daughter does that. She loves fruit and vegetables anyway, but she does that. One, because it's free, obviously, but also because it's there and it's free and you can just pick it up and you can eat it. Now, I'm not saying fruit and veg should be free, but if it was cheaper and perhaps more of a price point to other foods, it might be a bit more of an incentive for those people who perhaps use the situation where they have to spend a limited amount of money. Do they spend all of that money on fruit and vegetables and perhaps not much else? Or do they buy things that are perhaps less healthy for them, but will last longer and will go further, especially if you have kids and things to feed as well. So there's that argument to it. Now, going back to the study, it's on the CNN website, and what it said was that if you are eating more fruit and vegetables, your mood improves. And there are tenuous links. I mean, this isn't completely scientifically proven, and they do say that more research is needed. But it looks as though that, you know, from first view, you think, hang on, if you eat more fruit and vegetables, my mood's going to improve, I'm going to feel better about myself, this is the way forward. Now, there could be real scientific evidence behind this, and certainly more research needs to be done. But reading between the lines, a couple of things struck me which I thought could be interpreted in different ways. Firstly, if you are the type of person that is now starting to eat more fruit and vegetables, you know, if you've decided you're going to eat more fruit and vegetables, you're going to be a healthier person, then you may also be starting to do an exercise regime. You may be going to the gym, you may be going walking, you may be going out for a run every day. And physical exercise has been seen and been proven to raise your mood and to raise your mental health and make you feel better about yourself. So it could be that there is a correlation there that they are perhaps not seeing so much of, and that is, okay, you're eating more fruit and vegetables, but you're also doing more exercise. So it could be the exercise impacting on these results more than the fruit and vegetables themselves, because if you're eating healthier, if you're doing more exercise, you're going to want to eat healthier, and that could be a correlation there. Another correlation which I think could be there is the fact that if you're eating more fruit and vegetables, it could be that you want to go on a diet or you want to eat healthier, and that can improve your mood because you might be losing weight, you might be feeling better in yourself, you might be feeling better about the fact that you are eating healthily, and that could raise your mood. And there's another thing which I wanted to talk about as well, is the negative things in the media and the negative things that people think about unhealthy food. Now, there are lots of people, many, many people out there, who when they feel down and they feel depressed, they will turn to junk food because it's comforting, it gives you a high, you know, it makes you feel good, especially things like chocolate. It gives you that kind of that rush that makes you feel better. And so a lot of people naturally move or gravitate towards those foods when they feel low, when they feel bad. So that's a good thing in terms of making them feel better, but it isn't healthy for them. The problem is that there are a lot of people out there who will shame people because of the things they're eating like that, or they'll shame people because they like these types of food. And so it could be that if you're deciding to eat more fruit and vegetables, you may feel better about yourself because you're not feeling guilty about eating all of these negative foods. And it could be that you're not getting so much negative response from your friends or from your peers or family because you're eating healthier. So there could be other things linked into this. And I'm not saying that this is purely a vegetable thing or purely a fruit and vegetable eating is making sure it improves your mood. I think there are other factors involved here, and I think it's important that we do more research before they start definitely saying that fruit and vegetables is going to make you feel better, because, okay, it may well do, but I think there are other reasons why it's going to be improving your mood. It's not just going to be because you're eating fruit and vegetables. There's going to be other factors involved that's going to make you feel better and improve your mood. So I think it's more than just this one thing. You know, eating a duffy load of pears or satsumas or whatever it is, or bananas, is not going to make you feel better. There's going to be other things added into that that's going to improve your mood. So if you are looking to do that, then what I would say is, yes, of course, eat more fruit and vegetables, cut out the stuff that's perhaps not so good for you, but link it with other things. Do exercise as well, because exercise will make you feel better, will raise your mood and improve your mental health. So that can be a good link if you're going to start eating more fruit and vegetables as well. Add that in as well. But it is a very interesting article, and it's certainly a lot of food for thought, no pun intended, to make people aware of these things. I mean, certainly if this research turns out, that they do more research and it turns out that there is a definite link, then that's great. And certainly there could be particular foods, fruit and vegetables in particular, that will have more influence than others. And that would be great, because then it would be something that people can focus on if they want to improve their mental health, and they can get out and do more exercise. They can perhaps focus on this particular food group in terms of fruit and vegetables to improve their mood as well. And that can be great because, you know, although a lot of people do take medication, I take medication myself in the past, It's something that a lot of people don't feel comfortable with, which is going to be another episode entirely. But it's something that a lot of people don't feel comfortable with, and they don't want to be on medication long term. And so it could be a good alternative. And certainly there are many alternatives out there. I've got a previous podcast on alternatives to antidepressants, which you can listen to. And that, you know, there are many things out there that you can use in terms of raising your mood, which doesn't rely on medication. And this could be another thing, which would be fantastic if it is the case. And that's really all I wanted to talk about today. I hope that you've enjoyed the podcast. I hope that you're enjoying what I'm talking about. There's going to be other things coming out in the next few episodes, which I'm quite excited about. I hope that you've enjoyed the show. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments or any questions about the article or about the podcast in general, please let me know. You can contact me on Twitter at Walking with Anxiety. You can send me a message on there or on my website, walkingwithanxiety.co.uk. And I would love to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening. And until the next time, bye-bye.